Please turn with me in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. You're going to be considering this well-known passage this evening. Joshua chapter 1. We're going to read from verses 1 to 9 and then skip to the end of the chapter. It's found on page 214 of the Church Bible if you're following along. Joshua chapter 1, beginning with verses 1 to 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous. For you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And then Joshua makes preparations and talks to the men of Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh, telling them about their commitments. And then we read in verse 16, continue our reading. And they answered Joshua, all that you have commanded us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your commandment and disobeys your words, whatever you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. We'll end our reading there, and may God bless the reading of his word. We're coming this evening to think about being courageous for the Lord. Perhaps most applied to myself this evening, standing up here at the front. But in God's providence, it ties in very well to what we were thinking about this morning and what we've been thinking as well about perseverance. And here we have the start of a new chapter for the people of Israel. They've done it. They've made it to the borders of the promised land. They have successfully survived the wandering through the deserts. Those who turned away from God and rebelled have all passed away, and this is a new generation. The only ones that have survived are Caleb and Joshua. And Moses may have gone. This is how the book opens, the death of Moses, so significant for the people of Israel. Their great leader has passed on. But they have his successor. He's someone who's been tried and tested. Someone who's been appointed by the Lord and has been an assistant to Moses right through the wanderings in the desert. And at the start of this new phase of their life, God meets with Joshua. And he lays before him the task that he has for him. And as we consider this message that God has for Joshua, as he sets out in this road that God has laid before him, we can see that the message is to be strong and courageous. And we're going to consider this under three headings: the need to be courageous, the way to be courageous, and the encouragements that God gives us to be courageous. So we consider first the need to be courageous. Joshua is a very experienced man at this stage. We know that he has had experience in battle. He led the battle against the Amalekites when they attacked the people of Israel. We know that Canaan is not completely unknown to him because he was one of the 12 spies that went out into the land. And he's the one, along with Caleb, that stood against the people. He said, God is going to give it to us. We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to fear these people. And he's been Moses' assistant. He's been at his side when he's seen Moses work these miracles. He's seen him lead the people. And God himself has commissioned Joshua to be the successor. Deuteronomy 31:14 tells us of how God commissioned him. But yet, in the message that he has here for Joshua, it is be strong and courageous. And he repeats it. God repeats it 3 times. The people of the tribes repeat it back to him. And he was in Deuteronomy as well. In 31 verses 6 and 7, again, we hear God telling Joshua to be strong and courageous. So, as we were thinking about this morning, we were thinking about not losing heart. Why are we told that? Because God knows us and knows that we can lose heart. And in the same way, Joshua is told to be strong and courageous because he can fear. He can know that fear, and he has to obey God and choose to be courageous. And like that, we too can know fear when we are faced with something difficult or something unknown. We can't compare ourselves directly with Joshua. He was the chosen leader of all of God's people at that time, perhaps all of God's people on earth at that time, we don't know. But we too can face similar things, which may mean we have to obey God and be courageous, despite the fear that we have. It's a command and a decision to obey that command. It's not that we don't feel fear. It's not that God takes that away, but we choose to be courageous, not in ourselves, but in the Lord. We're trusting in him in faith. And it could be because of new circumstances. Yes, Joshua had had the success. They had been through the desert. God had been with them. Their clothes and sandals had not even worn out, we're told in Deuteronomy 29, verse 5. He had seen God fight for the people of Israel. But it's always easier to lead when there's someone else to look to. If there's something wrong, if there was something that the people weren't happy with, who did they look to? They looked to Moses and to Aaron. And now Joshua is called to step up into that place. The estimate is that there's about 2 million of the Israelites at this stage. Families, children, all looking to him, trusting in him to lead them to this land that's been promised to them. This must have been a great weight upon the shoulders of Joshua. And perhaps you too have responsibilities and wonder it is how that you can meet them. Perhaps there's something looming that you dread. And you too can look to God for that courage and that strength that you need. Perhaps it's something new in your life. Perhaps it's illness that was unexpected. Perhaps it's a job that you're having to change or moving on to pastures new. It's coming to the time of exams. Young people will be thinking about their future, what they're going to do. And there's something new in the future that could cause you to fear. And we need to take courage in the Lord. Perhaps in the church you look at others that are more senior Christians than you, the way that Joshua looked up to Moses. You see that they have gifts and abilities and they're able to do things and you think, there's no way that I could ever do that. I couldn't fill their shoes. But as a church, as a congregation, we all need to step up. We all need to do our part And in the same way that in the people of Israel, the older generation passed away, there will be a time when the people you're looking up to will have to step back from their responsibilities. And we need a new generation to arise where the older ones fall. Know from this congregation, in the early days, there were those who prayed for the church to grow when they were so small in number. Before my time, there were men and women who prayed and longed to see days when this church would be filled. And now that we have those circumstances, what are we going to do for Christ and His kingdom? We need to work and be strong and courageous, even though things are new to us. Or perhaps the circumstances seem all wrong to you. This is the wrong time of year for them to be thinking of an invasion. The Jordan River was all flooded. It's estimated it was possibly a mile wide. How on earth was Joshua to get this people over to the other side, never mind conquering the land? Perhaps that's your circumstance. Perhaps things don't seem right to you. Things just don't seem to be going the way that you thought they would. Your work, your family, your walk with the Lord just doesn't seem to go right. And it feels like it's impossible. We need to be courageous. We need to be strong in the Lord to face what He has for us. And Joshua also knew that it was a frightening opposition that he faced in the land of Canaan. Even though he knew that God could give it to them, he had been one of the ones that had seen this great people, these strong men who were so tall, their big cities that were heavily fortified. In Numbers 13, he tells us about the defenses that they had, how large the people seemed to the Israelites. And even though he stood with Caleb and said that God could hand it over to them, he knows the reality of what they're going to face. And even though he led the battle against the Amalekites, he was really aware that he only won when Moses was praying. When Moses' arms tired, they started to lose the battle. Joshua wasn't doing anything wrong. He was still fighting as best he could and leading the people. But they needed Moses there praying for them. And perhaps you too face a daunting challenge. Perhaps you want to witness to someone and you think they will never accept it. I'll be rejected, ridiculed, mocked. And the fear comes in and you don't want to do it. Perhaps you have to take a stand in work or within your family and you know that there will be consequences because of it and you're tempted to fear because of the enemy that you face. But we need to be strong and courageous. So there is a reality that there is things that we do fear, that we're tempted to doubt and to worry. But like Joshua here, we are commanded to be strong and courageous, not in our own strength, but in the strength of the Lord. And how is it that God tells Joshua that he should be strong? Well, we see it here in verses 7 to 8. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you may go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. We have to know God's word. We have to meditate on God's word, spend time in His word. It's in His word that we will find the answers that we need, the encouragements that spur us on. It's there that we find our strength and our courage. We need to neither turn from the right or to the left, to take God at His word, take it completely and absolutely. Every last word here is breathed out by God for us, to help us, to encourage us, to strengthen us. We were learning the girls' catechism for this morning's Sabbath school, and I was saying, what is the Bible? The Bible is God's word, which tells us about him, shows us what is wrong in our lives, and teaches us to live the way that he wants. So simple that the children can learn it. Yet God has ordained this, his word, as the way that he will bless us and the way that he will strengthen us. As we were thinking about it, we need to persevere, be people of the word, persevere in reading God's word. Through it, God will teach us about himself. We will think more like God, we'll be more like God because we'll know him better. He teaches us all about himself. And in knowing him and in knowing what he can do for us, what he has done for his people in the past, our fears will be driven away. And they'll be replaced by a fear of the Lord, the fear of him, rather than fearing man or fearing what we may face. And in being people of the word, in persevering and reading God's word, all the other things will come out of it. Our encouraging and loving and caring for one another, in our burden for the lost, in our prayer, all of it will come from God's word as he instructs us and teaches us the way that he wants us to live. And in doing that, we will have the strength, we will have the courage to do what God calls us to do. But as always, as we've been thinking about, from his word, God gives us encouragements. He doesn't just tell us to do something and leave it at that. God always gives us encouragements to obey him in what he asks of us. So we're going to look at the encouragement to be courageous. Encouragement to be courageous. First of all, God has given us other believers. Deuteronomy 1 verse 38, Moses is told directly to encourage Joshua. God doesn't just expect Joshua to do it on his own. He sent others to be around him, to encourage him, to strengthen him. Moses, it prepares him for the task that he has to face. And then, when he reminds the men of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh of their duty, what is it that they do to him? They encourage him by giving him back God's command. Read there in verse 18, they said to him, only be strong and courageous. They give back God's word to him. It's through other believers that God sends us encouragement. How often is it that another believer has come to you with just a word or perhaps a letter, or even now that we have so much in the way of communication, a text message or through social media, and just at the right time, God has used someone to speak to you, to encourage you. They might not have known any of your circumstances, but yet they have come at that time and said the right word, just what you needed to hear. God has given us one another to build one another up, to encourage one another. And so many times God uses other believers to build us up and to give us the strength and the courage that we need to keep going on. And so that's a challenge to each one of us, that we need to know one another, we need to persevere in fellowship as we thought about, and to encourage one another. Don't think that your words will be wasted. Don't think that it won't help. You don't know how God will use. If God puts a burden on your heart to speak to someone, go say to them, encourage them with God's word. You don't know how God will use that to encourage people. Remember that we are called to encourage one another in the word. Secondly, we can see that we're all servants. We're all servants of God. God tells Joshua that his servant Moses was dead. Yes, Moses was a great man. He was a person who spoke face to face with God, but he was still a servant of God. Just as much as Joshua now is a servant of God. God doesn't need any of us. But yet God is pleased to use his people. He's pleased to use us for his work and for his kingdom. All of us are servants of God. In that respect, we all have the same status. We all have the same protection that God affords to his servants. And God can use you, despite what you think of yourself. All we are called to be is faithful and obedient. And so as servants of God, we can go forward with strength and with courage, knowing that it's God who is the one who sends us. We can also see that it's all part of God's plan. Although this is a new stage for them, in many ways it's something they've been looking forward to for such a long time. Verse 6 tells us, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them." This is a promise dating all the way back to their forefathers. From Abraham right the way through, this promise was made to them. God already had it all planned out for them. We have a sovereign God who lays out every aspect of our lives. Despite the things which daunt us, the things that fear us, God has already been there and planned it for us. And these are well-known stories that we know. We know Jericho is just across the other side of the Jordan, and how, in earthly terms, the nation of Israel seems so weak compared to the land of Canaan, and this great fortified city, how on earth were they ever to breach it? And yet, to bring down the city of Jericho, they didn't even have to lift a finger. They simply walked around, and the Lord brought it all crashing to the ground. Joshua didn't know it at this stage, but God was going to deliver it to him in such a miraculous manner. And in the same way, too, God has prepared and planned for us. Although it seems daunting and unknown and new and challenging to us, God has already prepared the way. And whether it be hard times or times of great blessing and of great work of God, God is at work. And he is using all things for us. We have to trust in him because he is a good God and he only wants good for us. Romans 8:28 tells us, "And we know for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." We have to really believe that and take that to heart. And that will help us to have the courage that we need. And God also knows our weaknesses. God repeats it here to Joshua. These three times here and as well in Deuteronomy. Not in a way to punish him or speak down to him or to make him feel bad, but because he knows that Joshua needs to be encouraged. And he speaks lovingly and encouragingly to him to give him the strength that he needs. He knows us better than we know ourselves. We were thinking this morning about the widow and how that's what we are like, a poor, defenseless widow with no resources of her own. And God knows that we're like, even if we don't acknowledge it. And so he sends us the courage and the strength that we need. It's not of ourselves. He is the one who knows us and understands us. He's not a distant God. He's not a faraway God. He's a God who's involved in each of our lives, giving us the love and the strength that we need. But then, lastly, and most importantly, the promise of God's presence with us. Each time he tells them to be strong and courageous, he says, "I am with you. I am with you." God goes with us. He is with us in everything that we face. Yes, there are times when we don't feel God is close, when he seems to be distant. But that's when our faith is tested. That's when we have to trust that our loving God is with us. The Almighty God, the one who made heaven and earth, who's controlling all things, is there with us in whatever we have to face. It's not of ourselves that we take courage. We do not trust in other men. We do not trust in ourselves. We know our own hearts to be deceitful. But we trust in the Lord, and in him we can find our strength and our courage. And we know that God will be with us because of what the Lord Jesus has done. It's through His work that God can be with us. He came and lived the life that we couldn't, and He went to the cross to die for all those who trust in Him. And on that cross, after He had been beaten, after He had been mocked, all of our sins were laid upon Him. And in that darkness, He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" God turned away at that point from His own beloved Son, the one who was so precious to Him when they had had perfect union and love for all eternity. In that point, God turned away from Him because of our sin. And because of that, there's nothing in our lives, if we're trusting in the Lord Jesus, there's nothing that can make God forsake us and turn from us, because He already turned from His Son for what we had done. And God comes to us not in our own strength, not in our own works, but in the righteousness of Christ. It's only because what Christ has done that we can be made right with God. And so God will never, never forsake us. He will never leave us. And we have to have that in our minds and in our hearts and know it to be true and trust and faith in Him. And if you're here and you aren't trusting in the Lord Jesus, if you sat for many years and heard this message and yet still not right with God, not trusting in Jesus to save you from your sins, this promise is not for you. This promise is not for you, because if Jesus has not paid for your sins, one day you'll have to pay for them yourself. And God will turn away from you, and all that will be left for you will be the anger and the wrath of God for all eternity. So please realize your need of the Lord Jesus. Realize that if you turn to Him, God will be with you always and give you the strength and the courage that you need to face this life. Because when we're following Christ, we're not promised a good life. We're not promised that everything will be rosy. We're promised trials and difficulties, because in this world, the world is against us when we're for Christ. But God goes with us. When we face opposition, when we face the enemy, when we face difficult and daunting circumstances, when we face illness or face tragedy, God is with us. God is with us. And He commands us to be strong and courageous, to read His word, to obey His word, to know Him and to love Him. And in that, we can find our strength. May God bless the study of His word. Let us pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, we come to You acknowledging that we do allow fear to creep into our hearts. Father, there are many things in this world that daunt us. We see so much evil around us. We get caught up in the material things of this world, that we face illness, we face persecution, we face opposition. And yet, Father, You've commanded us to be strong and courageous. And Father, we ask that You would help us to do that. We ask that You'd help us to love Your word, to read Your word and meditate in it. Father, that we would know You, and we would know Your blessing and Your protection and Your commands to us, that we would love Your law, that we would seek to obey it. Father, we thank You that we do not depend on ourselves. We thank You that our strength and our courage comes from You, from Your presence with us, from Your protection round about. Father, we pray that You'd help us to keep all these things in balance, our responsibility and your care and protection of us. Father, we pray as we go out into this week, we pray for each of my brothers and sisters here in whatever that you have laid before them to face. We pray for those who face illness. We pray for those who face pressure at work or at home. We pray for those who face rejection or opposition because of their faith. And we pray that for each one you would be their portion. Help us as your people to encourage one another and to uphold one another. Help us to persevere in prayer for one another as we bring our needs and petitions for each other before your throne. Father, be with us now as we go out into this week. Help us, keep us from fearing, Father. Help us to look to you. Help us to have you with us everywhere we would go and everything we would face, that we would know your presence in a new and special way. Bless us now, we ask, and may your name be praised. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.